Stephen Kiprotich is a man who came very close to winning the Haspa Marathon Hamburg on Sunday. He finished second, just a handful of seconds behind Segei Mekelen of Ethiopia. Stephen, when we were looking at you with a couple of kilometres to go and thinking, well, you're now stride for stride with Segei, you've caught him, I have to say, honestly, I thought the fact you're a real championship runner, Olympic and world champion, I thought you would be the favourite. But what was going through your head?
Oh, thank you very much. When I was coming closer to him, I was feeling I can push it, I can get him, I can get them. So I was coming in that way.
There was some thought before the race that, of course, you're the Ugandan record holder in the marathon, that you might be going to try and break your own record, 2 hours, 6 minutes, 33. You were a bit outside, so what are your reflections on that?
Oh, thank you very much. I think because of the weather today, we could not allow me to go faster. My target was to break the national record, but unfortunately, what came out was what I tried to.
Now, of course, where does this put you in terms of getting selection for the World Championships for Uganda? The selectors, I'm sure, will be meeting soon. You're a top man, but do you think they're going to pick you after this race? I mean, you were second and you ran 2:07.
No, I don't know. Right now, so many athletes are still qualifying, and I don't know if they will select me. But we still have more athletes who are tough, whom I believe they are tougher than me. They can make qualifying times.
Do you think about why you've had such success in Olympics and World Championships? You know, you're someone, as we've said before the race, you're not necessarily the fastest runner, but you beat people to the line. You're first across the line when it comes to a world title. Is it a kind of something in your psychological makeup that makes you think, I'm really strong at that?
No, I think that's just like, depends on the day you wake up, your preparation, and also the type of the race. As to me, I know all races are not the same. The distance is the same, but the courses are different, and also sometimes the weather can favor in such races. So to me, I think it was just my good day.
Well, you had two good days, didn't you? And of course, so you talk about the weather. Championships in the marathon, they're always in the summer, so you're somebody who's happy running in that hot weather?
Yeah, someone who is serious and also who has prepared his mind well. Yeah, can do better.
You were 28 in the week before Hamburg. Of course, we'd say you're in your prime as a marathon runner, but do you give thoughts to what you might be doing when you retire from elite racing, and when that might be?
No, as at the time, I've not yet come to think about it, but I'm still active, and maybe when I stop in the future, I don't know when. Then I go back and work. I work with the government. I'm a government officer. So maybe I will go back to work. And on top of that, I will help the upcoming athletes, give them how the tips, how to run a marathon, or how to begin, and all that way.
And you say as a government officer, would that be, as you're talking about helping athletes develop when you've retired from top flight sport, that government work, is that linked to sport or is it separate?
Yeah, it is separate, but where I work, we have a club. Our department supports sports. And in that department, I am likely to be heading the sports in the future. So my work is to nurture
Well, Stephen Kipetich, we wish you every success. Hope you're in that World Championship team for Uganda this August in London, and many more years of running at the top flight before you turn to helping other athletes develop. Thanks very much, Stephen.
Thank you very much, and thank you.